Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're listening to Ultra Life, the show about business and life. I'm here today with Kevin
Orman.
Been around a lot of Latinos lately, so I have to like think not to pronounce that way.
Totally.
So I'm here with Kevin Orman. We met just yesterday at a CEO Space lunch. And then we made a business lunch and CEO Stu was sharing how he has done 4,000 events live on our Facebook Live here, simultaneously live on Facebook Live at AdamTajuddin.com. I'm sorry, Adam Tajuddin on Facebook and Kevin
Orman.
Orman.
It's Kevin spelled with a C. It's C-E-V-I-N.
You search on Kevin with a C.
You search on C-E-V-I-N. You're going to find me. I'm not the only Kevin with a C, but I'm the only Kevin Orman in the world. You both are. I'm it, so I can't hide. Google me, and I'm first name pages or nothing.
I used to be the only Adam Tajuddin in the world. But I own it. Google me, I'm like the first 10 or 15.
Yeah. Mine is like the first 10 pages, not just 10 items. But it's because the name is also on the
episode. So, he told me he's done over 4,000 public speaking, which is incredible. And he's a best-selling author. He's not just a best-selling author. He's a best-selling
number one international
best-selling. Now that's crazy. We were talking before the show about what that's like. So tell us about how did you start and why did you start doing it? Why did you go down the path of becoming a public speaker?
Sure.
And how did you? They didn't just choose you.
Yeah.
You know, hey, let's have this guy do it.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So 4,000 was the reason why.
That's right.
So tell us more about how you started.
Well, yeah, let me tell you why they kept it first. Because what it boils down to is over the last 28 years, I've educated, entertained, and inspired over 350,000 people at over 4,000 events domestically and internationally. My average quality rating is 9.8 out of 10. That's what it is.
What does that mean?
If you've been to a lot of different kinds of events, what happens is they give you, a rating formula, okay, and those were kept in the track, and that's
everything.
Yeah, and that's almost everything. And so that's what my Totally. And so basically what you end up with is about half to two-thirds of the room market. That's what it will be.
Great. So what was it that you did? Why were you able to deliver that? You said formed at that level?
Right.
Why were you able to
deliver? That's a great question. A lot of hard work and a lot of study, a lot of practice. And, people think, practice makes perfect. That's not true. Practice makes permanent. Perfect practice makes perfect permanent. Perfect practice makes perfect permanent.
Okay.
And so by practicing and having the practice be more and more perfect all the time, the quality of the product becomes more and more perfect. And so it's a constant, I almost always tape and record. And then go back and critique myself and say, okay, I need to do this different, do that better, or whatever else. Or I'll have other professionals that'll do that, and I do that for them. And basically, that's how you can take yourself and just keep getting it better. And then,
so did you practice?
Of course.
So how often did you practice? You first did it, and then you did it. 5 times a day, once a day, once a
Well, it depended on the deal. See, if I'm doing an all-day program, I'm 6 hours, the only person, 6 to 7 hours, and so a lot of that practice is live gauging the audience. One of the survival skills is to learn to read the audience while you're there. And if things are not working, you don't just continue to do what's not working. You change it and you try that, and then you change it and try that, and you keep track of which things are working, which things aren't. And after a while, it just kind of hones in, and you kind of know what's going to work. And so your guessing game that happens initially becomes less of a guessing game. It's much more predictable just because of the experience. And so that's one of the real key elements, is just that level. I mean, run the numbers. I've been 25,000 to 30,000 hours in front of people. That's a lot.
Life.
25,000 to 30,000 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, in front of a group of people. And so with that, you make a lot of mistakes, and you learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't learn from your mistakes, you don't master that. And some of my mistakes caused me to lose a client. During the learning curve, ultimately, I got to where. I'm very consistent. You know, I walk into the situation. And I've done a lot of research before, as much as I can. I try to talk to the audience, any audience members, beforehand, and make sure that I incorporate that into the messages, those kinds of things. So that you end up, giving people two things, okay? What they want next to them. Because if you don't give them any of what they want, just what they need, some of them will get it, but a lot of them won't. But if you mix it, everybody walks out of the room with something. The other thing is, you said it. If you're going to run something all day long, the first 15 minutes is the most critical. What you're doing is you're telling them setting their expectations. Everybody walks into the room and sets their expectations. But after that 15 minutes, everybody has pretty much the same expectation, because I've set them. So they know what they're going to walk out of the room, and they know what they're looking at, and so on. And it doesn't mean other things don't come up, because often they do. But those expectations then become, it's kind of like a promise. I am going to deliver those. And that becomes, I will not walk away not living. And because of that, people walk out and they say, cool, he said he was going to do this, he did it. And it was great. Mark him again. Hire him again. Bring him back. See, and so that. Yeah.
Why did you get started?
Well, I was actually selling insurance. And one of the things that we were doing was we were holding seminars for retirement. Because that's part of, insurance is part of retirement planning package. And so I found that I enjoyed it. I found that I enjoyed doing that. I moved in my neighborhood, and I met him, and he said, I travel around, I speak to him. And I said, cool. Took him to lunch the next day. Right.
And you heard of it? You weren't scared.
No.
People are more scared than
death. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's right. He's right. And so, I know for a long time. But yeah, he's absolutely right. That is so true. But when he said that, and this neighbor said that, it got me interested, so I took him to lunch the next day and talked to him, kind of figure out what's what and what he did. And I thought, and I said, that's pretty cool. He says, well, I'll make an introduction to you. So one of the magical things, always networking. Totally. I mean, I wouldn't be sitting here if we hadn't networked. Right?
As if I hadn't said it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Interrupted me while I was doing the thing.
Yeah.
But he said, don't interrupt anybody, and you did it. But it was I want to be better than who I was. I want to be a better speaker, a better author, a better friend, a better father, a better grandfather, whatever. I want to be a better husband. I want to be better than Kevin. That's my only and if I can do that, then that means that I can impact me. That means it's better for not just me, it's better for everybody.
It's wonderful. So why do you write a book?
Well, we're in two. I've written three.
Three books. Yeah. You're only children.
That's because the third one is
yeah, these are the two that
must be bestsellers. Yeah, well, what happened was that one of the and what happened was that I your life is your business. Here's what happened. 08, of course, they found me and the niche I was working in. So I scrambled around, did some other things, and then I got sick. And so I had to deal with that. I had four major surgeries in 2 years. Finally, in 2014, because it takes a while, the surgeries were all at the same time, and so the space, it was yeah. And here I am now. Totally, yeah. Here I am now, 5.5 years later, and I'm clearly on it about that. But my problem was that I wasn't working as much during that time. And of course, this healing up and stuff. So you watch the assets. It does. And so I'm finally feeling good, 2014, May of 2014. So almost 3 years, finally feeling good. And so I call my friends up and see like Dan Clark and and I said, hey guys, I need to move from where my niche I was in. I need to find other things to do. Move to do more keynoting than I've done some, but I can do more. All these other kinds of things. They all said the same thing. They said, if you want to go play in that space, you got to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've read hundreds of books, but I've never written. I didn't know how to write. I didn't even know what the book was going to be. But 100 days later, I had. Because I'm a heck of a project. But well, not only that, but that is sometimes the subject. So, bottom line is that there it is. I've done electrical engineering, really, I designed for the station. That was my part. Well, the parts that didn't break. It's actually true. You tell up your friends when they tell you, oh, no, your stuff is good, man. True story. But my point is, so I've done a lot of projects. So I the epiphany for me when I decided I needed to write a book was, this is a project. I can do it. I've done thousands of projects. I can do it. Every one of my 4,000 days is a project. And so basically, bottom line is that I said, okay, cool. I can do a project. And so that's how I had this thing up. And then I next week something else in my email. There's a conference down in Vegas, and Bob Proctor is the keynoter. Now Bob Proctor is one of the very top speakers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so and the more you hang around people who are really
seen,
yeah. So anyway, he's the keynoter. I hadn't met him, so I said, okay, I'm going to Vegas. And I'm going to meet Bob. And if I happen to learn something about email marketing process, that's a bonus. So that's a conference. Right? So anyway, I go. And Bob was so gracious. He gave me pointers on what to do and all kinds of things. And spent a fair amount of time with me. And then asked me to sign a copy and put my phone number in there so they can get back in touch with me. Just so great. But in the process of the rest of the 3-day conference, this woman gets in and she says, I help authors become bestsellers. Now, until that moment, it never occurred to me that I could do that. I could be an author. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize I already was. But I didn't realize I could be a bestseller. So I hired her. And on January 27th, 2015, based upon what I learned. Okay. And it's still on the best day on January 27th. Now, so when I first got this, so I get my very first proof copy in the mail. It shows up at my door an hour later, okay? Knock on my door. Two little granddaughters, 8 and 10, blocks away. I bring this thing out like a proud papa. I've had it. You know, like, tomorrow, you can get some good glasses. It's cool, right? The older one looks at me.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I, you know, after I pick my ego up off the floor, right? So then I said, you know, what a great idea. So I went out and I immediately registered the domain name, mini.com. So I got me in. And then I got mini. Yeah. And this is what kids can't learn in school. This is a leadership parable for kids. And You see, this they're both available on Kindle and in paperback. But this one is also available in Audible because of all the pictures. That one is, you know. I mean, how do you put pictures in Audible? So anyway, that's the deal. And so this is a leadership parable for kids. And I recommend that parents or grandparents and stuff read it because everybody, you look at the endorsements. Yeah, there you go.
Feeling nervous? It's okay.
There you go.
Remember that.
Yeah, it is. And that was mentor in the story, coaching the child. And so, but the point is that in that whole process, you know, you end up with this leadership parable for the kids, and it's just like, you know, but everybody who reviewed the book said the same thing. They said that this is a great book for kids, for parents. So what I recommended is for parents read the kids. And I've got all kinds of reasons. So when I think this over now to that same granddaughter who kind of put me on this, I signed up. She opens this thing up and starts reading. She put like 50 pages without even taking a breath. And I'm like, yeah. But bottom line was I made the decision then that I was going to have to write this, but I didn't write it. And then I finally, in October, right at the end of October, 2015, to make the decision that it was time to write it. 100 days later, this is the number one.
This is what you learned.
Yeah. What I learned from both of them, because this went through process, the process of writing and the process. And I pressed all the processes. And so that's what happened. And then my third book has come because people, how do you get this written so quickly? I've been trying to write a book for 5 years, 10 years. And so I thought, okay. So I wrote a book, an e-book only. It's available at getherdonenow.com. Because the book is called
Getherdonenow.
Done Now.com.
That's your site?
Yeah. But that's getherdonenow.com. And so, but it's available there. But what happens is that's the title. So get her done now. I get your book written and published in 100 days. And so, you know, I've got clients now that I'm coaching on doing that. And that's kind of what's happened. But that's been the demand of something that really, you know, what I wrote these things. So that's kind of what it's about. So and that's what kind of keeps your interest. The fact that, I've written 3 books. In less than 100 days. Okay? And 2 of them are bestsellers, 1's the number 1 international bestseller. And I can guarantee that if you'll do what I tell you to do, you'll get your book written. And, you know, as long as you do it, plus I'll keep you having a bestseller. And so that, well, yeah, I know.
Maybe it's just too much of it.
Well, yeah.
I have that bad experience.
Yeah, sometimes it's,
and it could be for me too. I know why.
Huh? Yeah, that's right.
But having someone on
that's
like a partner, make it huge.
That's what I provide.
especially when
I did a 3-day intensive.
Yeah, I've done a 3-day intensive on get it done now. I live streamed it too. But
I've also like I say, got plants in basis. You know, I saw somebody and wants to somebody comes in and says, you know, I want to get a book out of it. And so that's what I do. Now imagine what it does, your credibility. Become an author. Then imagine what it does to your credibility to become a best-selling author. It changes everything. It's totally changed my keynote speaking. It's totally changed my life because now, I mean, when people introduce you, they say, "Here is Kevin Orr, best-selling author." Kind of feel up. Kind of cool, you know. But more than that, it's also in how people see you. You know, they are more likely to hire you. I mean, think about it. All other things being equal, you're looking for a speaker. Okay? You've got a speaker coming in who's an international bestseller, or another speaker coming in who doesn't have a who has the more credibility. And you have more credibility audiences out there. But they'll tell you to reach. Right. KevinOrman.com. That's my website. I also have GetHerDoneNow.com. There's that one is relatively new. And of course, it's in that one. You know, I'll speak in front of groups about how to raise a leader. I had to unlearn all this nonsense as an adult that I'd learned as a kid, and then relearn to be a leader. But I had all this baggage in me too. And you think about I have friends whose parents raised them.
You can reach them at Evan
O R M O N D. It's like Osmond only with an R.
Evan with a C. O R. Thank you guys for watching and listening. We'll probably have him back. He has so much to say. It's very good information. We can share a few tips on how to do that.
Sure.
Get started.
Yeah.
And see you guys later. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye.